Unfortunately, this was projected months ago when the government or the regime of Omar al-Bashir has been issuing threats against the South on these issues, knowing that the Sudan peace agreement referred to the international courts and to actually local courts if things have to be reinterpreted or there is an agreement. Talking about war and at the same time sending northern forces, regime forces, to deploy along the demarcation line is more of a threat to peace than a reinforcement of the agreement. The problem now is that the South is going to go for a referendum which will determine self-determination or not. Numbers, of course, are telling us that the majority of people of southern Sudan will most likely choose that option, that is the self-determination. The regime in the north, which has been under sanction by the international community, Omar al-Bashir, who has been indicted by the International Criminal Court, have been trying to use the issue of the south to get away from the international sanctions, and that is very unfortunate.
In your view, do you think the leader of the southern Sudan, Salva Kiir, helps matters by asserting that he will go ahead with the referendum and calling on the people to vote for separation while the CPA emphasized unity?
Well, the unity absolutely is a matter of consent. It's not a matter to be imposed on either side. Self-determination does not mean necessarily a breakup of Sudan. It means also another round of possible economic, social, diplomatic negotiations. It could also mean a confederal system where you're going to have a government in the north, a government in the south, and a confederal authority. The most important matter for the United States and for the international community is that no more wars in Sudan, a country which has experienced genocide in Darfur, but also, you know, mass killing in the south and disaster, economic disaster in the north. So Salva Kiir is calling for the implementation of the referendum. This is a call that the southern Sudanese want. The north also has been assured by the international community that whatever the result is going to be in the south, there will be a lifting of sanctions and there will be a sort of a joint support from the African Union, from the Arab Union, Arab League, I mean, and from the international community.
Is it possible to have a peaceful referendum before resolution of issues like border demarcation, sharing of oil revenues, the debt, and other issues?
Well, it depends who is calling for it. It is certain that these issues have to be addressed. It is certain that there should be a commitment by the South and by the North that regardless of the referendum, we have two entities, two parties here at a peace process that they should sit down and talk about these important issues. The borders are critically important because they would determine the resources for the North and the South. And God knows how important is the issue of oil and other materials. The South should not take this lightly and should engage in serious discussions with the North. But whatever that is, basically, it should not lead to military confrontations, neither in the South, nor in the North, nor in the Numba Mountains, which also is another critically important area.
And finally, how do you see this working out or affecting the other countries? You know, Sudan borders nine other countries in the region. Failure to resolve this issue, how do you see it affecting the region as a whole?
Well, the region as a whole would be very concerned if there is a renewed conflict because of the Nile River, which irrigates Sudan, economy, Egypt completely. It also generates in Ethiopia. That alone, the water issue is important. The resources issues are also important. The conflict in Sudan has in the past involved Uganda, has in the past involved Eritrea, and in the 70s, as we recall, the Addis Ababa Agreement with Ethiopia. Add to it the fact of the terrorism involved in the past in Sudan and now in Somalia. So it is really critical for the international community, for the United States in particular, but also for its European partners and the Arab League, to work hand in hand with both sides, the North and the South in Sudan, to get through to the referendum, do the referendum, but at the same time make sure to settle all these disputed issues in a peaceful manner.